Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
News Talk 830 WCCO Sports with Mike Max.
Let me say good morning to Mike Max. Maxie.
Good morning, Mike Max. How are you?
So I was just talking about you before you joined me here with this air quality alert. You must have really smelled it last night, because I know you like to be outdoors as much as possible. But
yeah,
holy!
I've never seen anything like this. You know, I was walking on Nicollet Mall, and then an hour later, walking on Nicollet Mall, and you could just see this haze had come in. And trying to have a they were having a concert on Nicollet Mall over there on 9th and Nicollet, I guess it was. They must be trying to offset some of the stuff that's been going on Nicollet Mall by drawing a crowd. But there was a haze coming in, and it was just so different. But it kept the temperature so pleasant. You know, it was nice to be outside, and it was just different. And this is, my gosh, I was talking to Mike Augustinak from our weather center. He goes, if the drought continues, the haze stays. That's the only way you can mitigate it is to get rain. And if we don't get rain, we're going to have this smoky haze for a long time.
Yeah.
I didn't think it could travel that far, John.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The wind gets going, and I think it has something to do with the fronts, which you and I don't understand. But hey,
no.
I want to let's talk about this. Twins baseball back in action tonight on WCCO Radio. Pre-game 6:30. First pitch just after 7:00. Jose Berríos went with the Twins to St. Louis. Do you think he will come home with the Twins?
Well, we'll find out. There's lots of teams that are interested in him. Of course they're interested in him. I'd be interested in him, too. He's a great pitcher. I just don't think they should give him up, because if you give him up, then where do you go from there? You know, then what happens next spring, or this offseason, you try to go sign guys that are like Jose Berríos. You know, that's what happens in essence. So I don't know what the number is that they'd have to get to make him happy, but I think he's pitched well enough that you do everything you can to keep him in your organization. You've developed him. He's been an all-star. I've said this all. I think even in the last month, he's trending towards being kind of that number one bulldog pitcher that you need. And they're so hard to find, John. You know, we can testify to that here in Minnesota. I mean, how many pitchers have run through here in the last several years that they're not bad, but they're not really top of the rotation, one or two guys, and he's it. And he's the only one, you know, that's really come out of their farm system in the last several years that has that makeup. So I hope they don't trade him. I would think that he's considered a foundation piece of this thing, and you build around him. You don't trade him to try to get guys, because I don't see how you can get value that you could get to the top of the rotation again.
All right. Let's jump around here a little bit. I know someone that he is a guy that you know fairly well, Jalen Suggs, the fifth overall pick last night in the NBA draft. I'm sure you have chatted with him many times, especially because you're such a fan of the high school level of sports. Talk to me about your thoughts about Jalen going number five overall, the highest pick since Kevin McHale.
Yeah, really unbelievable.
Highest pick from Minnesota.
Larry Suggs, his father, I know, and Brian Sanifer, who runs the program where they came out of. I talked to Brian yesterday. He was in Times Square getting set to go over to the draft, and he was in that, you know, that green room or whatever you call it, as they call the players' names, and he was even emotional yesterday, and I was talking to him about it because they had seen so much. And you know, Jalen already got an Adidas contract the other day. He'll get millions on this, and I mean, it really is kind of ironic, because on the same day on the east side of St. Paul, almost You got Sunni Lee and winning gold, and Jalen Suggs going number five overall. Not that far removed in terms of proximity as to where they grew up. And both of them are, you know, going to financially have a huge windfall here for them and their families that I'm sure 10 years ago they'd have never believed they'd be in this position, either one of them. But Jalen's going to make a ton of money. He'll play the point for him. Orlando was a terrible basketball team last year, so he'll get plenty of opportunities to play. You know, the only thing you worry about when, and this goes with all generally the guys that are high picks because they go to bad teams, is, you know, you don't want to get lost in that shuffle. But he can play the point. He can play off. He can do so many different things. He competes so hard. He's very athletic. I don't know how that will all translate to the NBA game, but that was a special night when you think about you know, how far he came, and of course his uncle Terrell Suggs, great player for Baltimore Ravens, and a lot there that was pretty special last night. And then to think, John, that next year they could be doing the same thing with another kid from their Minnehaha program in Chet Holmgren is just it's overwhelming from a Minnesota standpoint, because you never thought you'd see that. And of course, last year Minnesota had what, four kids taken the first two rounds, four or five, plus Freddie Gillespie signed as a free agent and ended up making the Toronto Raptors team by the end of the year, getting a contract. So basketball is alive and well in this state.
Yeah, I would say. Speaking of, we're going to have a conversation next hour with Gerson Rosas, but the Timberwolves, although they didn't have that pick yesterday, they made some moves with Ricky Rubio going the other way.
Yeah, they made a deal with Rubio. I don't understand the real value of this. I always liked Rubio on that team because he was such a voice of reason and a leader on that team. And it's kind of funny if he goes to Cleveland and is with Kevin Love, because back in the day, that's what it was. They had those two together, and that was going to be the 1-2 punch for years to come with the Timberwolves. Well, here we are years later, and yes, they are together, but it's not exactly
not
exactly the way they had it envisioned, you know. And Rubio's a good guy. He really was. And, you know, you talk to people in that organization that know him well. He was a team-first guy. He wanted to play basketball the right way. He wanted to do things the right way. He really was. And I hope that, you know, he's playing on a team that's not that great either. So he might be kind of playing out his career. But it was a good stop these last 2 years. I think he did some things for the younger players. And the player that they're getting, he's, I think this is like his fourth team in 5 years. So it looked to me like kind of a nothing deal.
Oh, well, that's an interesting take. Hey, here's what we're going to do. We're going to connect an hour from now, Mike, and you and I will talk, because I know you're covering all sports everywhere. Were you a part of Viking training camp yesterday? And how do they train when it's these kind of conditions outside, when there's not any exertion being recommended in the out-of-doors in weather like this? So I'll get your take on all of that when we connect just 1 hour from now on News Talk 830 WCCO.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.